Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is and wherever you are on this amazing day. This is Robert Bolden. This is Life Transformed. This is Coffee and Christ. Okay, I want to tell you, I left the house today and I forgot my Mac. So I'm actually doing this from my phone. So that's why the orientation is a little bit strange this morning. But we're going to get through this just fine. I'm balancing my phone on my Bible. So we'll just, we'll see how this goes. I'll try to get this lined up a little bit better here. Anyway, the content will be the same. Those of you who are new to the podcast, it's totally spontaneous. You are going to experience exactly what I'm experiencing as I record this, and it is my weekly share of the daily practice that has literally transformed my life over the years. I've been doing it for years and years. So I go into separate sources and I see what happens. I see what is speaking to me and what's revealed to me. So hopefully this is recording. I'm not getting any indication, but we're just going to forge forward. And if not, it just wasn't meant to be. All right. So the verse of the day is 1 Peter 3:15. Okay, let me write this down. And let's go with it. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Wow, there's a lot to dissect right there. Sanctify God in your hearts. Yeah, that's, I mean, what's in our hearts is, that's so key, as far as what I've learned. And how do you know what's in your heart? I'm sure if you've been a regular on the podcast, you would have heard this before. It's what comes out of my mouth. It's my actions. That's what's in my heart. I just met Tom and Vlad over there. I've seen Tom before, not so much Vlad. And it's amazing because we kind of introduced ourselves, and Tom is from Omaha, where I was. I know his parents still live there. My wine store was a few blocks away from where his parents lived. Vlad lived in Chicago, and his daughter is in Chicago now, living in Evanston, where my son went to college. So, small world, right? So, you know, just being present in people's lives and interacting with folks like that is what having God sanctified in my heart is all about, because they're God's children. We're all God's children, and He wants us to interact. He wants us to engage with each other, and I believe be in community with one another. That's what I'll be doing the rest of my life. I told him, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm building community. And Vlad's like, oh, good luck. Good luck at Asheville, right? That's okay. That's where God has brought me. So that's what I'm here doing. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Whoa. Be ready to give a defense. Now, I wonder why he used the word defense. Like to defend yourself. Maybe it's because of the persecution that was going on back in those days. This was Peter. Because everybody, you know, at that time questioned folks with meekness and fear. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this. It's probably because in those times when the disciples were going out there preaching the word, they had a lot of opposition. So this was the stance that Peter was suggesting. This is the KJV version, King James, so maybe other versions would say something different. Let's see if this allows me to change it, compare version. Let's see what NIV says. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Yeah, that's quite a bit different. NIV, gentleness and respect. And be prepared. Yeah, that seems more appropriate for these times. The message, oh, it's long. I'm not going to read through all that. The message is something a lot longer. NLT. Always be ready to explain it. So, yeah, that's kind of captures it. What this one is all about. It is just to be ready to share in not in a way that is aggressive and confronting and self-righteous, any of those things. I think that's the key that I'm taking away from here. But be ready to share why you have hope. It's like that glad when I said, here to build community. He said, good luck. I just smiled. I told him a little anecdote about, you know, people back home in Omaha when I was leaving. And they said, well, what are you going to do there? And I said, well, it's Bob. He'll... And my friend David said, well, yeah, they need Jesus in Asheville, but not the churchy kind of Jesus. And isn't that the truth? I mean, that's what we all need. Church, religion. And again, I'm not bashing on all churches and all religions when I'm talking this way. But a disservice has been done. Anybody who says they follow Jesus, number one. That's what I say. Follow Jesus. Christians, religion. Boy, that gets so convoluted. Because there are, just like in every walk of life, there are quote-unquote Christians, religious people that do bad things. That intentionally do bad things. We're not just talking about sinning. Not aware, not being aware, but intentionally doing bad things. And that gives, in general, Christians a bad name. Because until you know the truth, so it can set you free, then all you have to work with is what you see. Right? That was me for most of my life. I based everything on what I could sense, what I could logically think about and make sense of. So it's a whole different world. The Bible talks so much about those who have eyes to hear, eyes to see and ears to hear. And the fact that if you're not a believer, you're not going to understand the Bible, a lot of the stuff in there. It's just not going to make sense to you. So at some point, I believe everybody has a chance to step out in faith and just say, well, I'm going to believe. That's why when I talk to people, I don't try to convince them to follow Jesus or whatever. I just say, try it. Give it a try. Give it a try. If it isn't working for you, nothing lost. Give it a try. But if it's true, just think about it. If it can have the impact on you that it's had on me, give it a shot. Give it an hour. Give it a week. Whatever it may be. So that's my I think that's what this verse is speaking to me. 1 Peter 3:15. You know, do it in a way that is not aggressive. It's gentle. It's respectful. That's the key. Because I mean, that was Jesus. He was gentle. He was respectful. He was. He was also. He would tell the truth. He wouldn't back down. And that would be me, too. If I'm challenged, I'm not going to back down. I have compassion for folks. Realize that, you know, they just may not know. They're just not aware. So you have compassion. All right. Let's jump into the devotion for today. You are never alone. Oh, that's an interesting way to start. I love it. It's true. I was talking to my mom about that. You know, my mom is 87, 24. Yep. And she slowed down quite a bit, didn't she? So I'm having to care for her a little bit more. But she'll get into these things. Like, oh, I don't want to be alone. I'm like, Mom, you're never alone. You got God. And I'm here, and I'm going in and out, right? But the lucky thing for you is that you do have God. So you're never alone. I'm going to try to put this on my plan instead. That might be better. Yeah. All right, so I'm about to write some words you need to get deep into your spirit and consistently remind yourself of. Are you ready? Underline these words. You are never alone. Highlight these words. You are never alone. Remind yourself over and over and over again. You are never alone. The Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is always with you. Beautiful. You know what? And that is so true. You know, I can look at my own life and, you know, God has called me into no relationships, romantic relationships for a season here in my life. And it has been very freeing for me to live into this, I'm never alone, I have the Holy Spirit. So I think, again, the world teaches us you have to have somebody. And you grow up and you get married, live happily ever after, all this stuff. So there's a tendency, if you're not in a relationship, at least for me, some people have experienced this throughout their life. For me, it was a new experience to not have the pursuit of a relationship or being in a relationship as part of my existence. When I read, which I knew intellectually, but I never thought about it, you know, Jesus was single, Paul was single. Paul talks about that in the Bible. So I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And, you know, God will bless those times, I think, if you embrace them. And you look at them as from God, and now see how He wants to work in you and I when we're in those times, in this particular place. And it could be anything. I'm just talking about my own experience. It could be with a lot of money or without a lot of money. It could be in a job you love or in a job you hate. Or could, you know, it could be anything, any of the standards of this world that you're either overflowing in or you're lacking, what the world teaches. There's a lesson in there from God. God is forming you and I in those moments. He's perfecting us, and we have the Holy Spirit in us as a guide. That's the beauty of it, right there. Everywhere you go, and every moment of every day, and every night, the Holy Spirit is always with you. He is always waiting for you to acknowledge that He is with you. He is always waiting for you to ask Him for His help and assistance in every area, in every situation. Every. Every area and every situation, He is wanting us, you and I, to ask for His assistance. How cool is that? And I can tell you from, again, personal experience, when I rely on the Holy Spirit to respond, react, decide things, whew, it's the best. You've probably heard me say this if you've been a regular listener of the podcast at all. If I ever do anything that I decide to do, slap me. Because it is truly all about the Spirit. All right. He is the Spirit of all knowledge. He is the highest intelligence in the universe. He's the Spirit of all knowledge and wisdom. If you will follow His direction and obey His instructions, you will experience His strength, peace, and rest. Wow. You will experience His peace, wisdom, and rest. And that is so important and underrated in our society and our culture. We're supposed to go, 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 go. People brag about, I only need 4 hours of sleep. La-di-da. We're supposed to rest to create. We don't create so we can rest. We don't work so we can go on vacation. We go on vacation so we can work, so we can create. It recharges us. It rejuvenates us. That's the breakthrough that I've stumbled upon here in the last month or so. It's beautiful. So, following Jesus, you've got the most wise, intelligent being in existence inside of you, ready to help you with any decision and in any circumstance. Your Heavenly Father sent the Holy Spirit to you at the request of your Savior, Jesus Christ, so that you could walk in the Spirit every day. The Holy Spirit lives in your body. Your human body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I just, you know, I went through the Daniel fast. I do that periodically. This time I'm really kind of carrying it over into an ongoing lifestyle of eating a little bit differently. Not different foods. It isn't a diet or anything. But changing my proportions, changing the frequency of some of the things that I had in my diet. I'm continuing to refine it. And my physical body feels so much better. So that's part of it, right? The Holy Spirit wants to see through your eyes. He wants to hear through your ears. He wants to speak through your mouth. He wants to work through your hands. He wants to walk in your feet. He wants His thoughts to flow through your mind. He wants to burn in your heart, and He wants your human spirit to be in unity and partnership with Him continually. He wants your eyes to see things as He sees them. He wants your ears to hear His voice. He also wants you to hear things the way He hears them. He wants you to receive the things that He has planned and prepared for you. Oh. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes about walking in the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That's Galatians 5, 16 through 26. Very, you know, well-known passage. Let's hear about Galatians 5, 22. Fruits of the Spirit. And again, these things, they're not meant to be rules or things to say, oh, you're no good if you do those things. What Paul is teaching here is, listen, you want to have life to the full? Listen to the Spirit. Here's some examples of Spirit-led versus the flesh-led. He's given us some examples. That's all. It's not meant to condemn you. It's meant to guide you, to lead you. It's a guidebook. Think of it that way. Every day you are either walking in your flesh or you're walking in the Spirit. We must be aware of this and choose to override our flesh and be determined to walk in the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit knows everything. The Holy Spirit is everywhere, all at the same time. The Holy Spirit is all-powerful and stronger than all our adversaries, including our flesh. Every day, all through the day, remind yourself to choose to deny your flesh and bring your flesh with all its desires and temptations into submission to the Holy Spirit living in you. It is. It's a process every day. And here's what I can tell you. The more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you do it, sin and the flesh become less appetizing. I'm telling you, it works. You are not alone. The Holy Spirit is living in you. He will not override your will, desires, or emotions. But if you choose to ask Him for His help and then follow His direction and obey His instructions, you can walk in His Spirit and be successful and victorious. Okay, so that He will not like this. Override. Your will, desires. That's why desires, you gotta be so careful with desires. Or emotions. Emotions are not from God. And if you follow your emotions, you're setting yourself up for trouble. I'm just telling you. The Holy Spirit enables us to do things we would never be able to do on our own. You can walk in the Spirit 24/7. You aren't meant to live your flesh rule. Let your flesh rule. You're meant to walk in the Spirit and live on a higher level where victory reigns and righteousness rules. The flesh is loud and demanding. Your flesh will scream at you and try to demand you to give it into its desires. It likes to have its way and it sure doesn't give up easily. It may not seem like it, but you have control over what controls you. Make up your mind not to allow your flesh to control you. So you have control over what controls you. And that's the thing. See, in our world, everybody's like, oh, it's, you know, we've got these mental health things, and we've got hormone imbalances, and we've got this stuff, and I, you know, it's bull. I mean, oh, it just frustrates me so much. The Holy Spirit is in you, if the Holy Spirit is in you. It can overcome all of that, any of that. It can be overcome. I mean, we're talking the Holy Spirit here. If you're not, you don't have the Spirit in you, if you're living by the flesh in the world, yes, you need to turn to, you know, the mental health stuff, the counselors, all of that stuff, to try to get by in this world. But there's a better way. This is a better way. John 10:4 says that the good shepherd sheep follow him because they know his voice. The Holy Spirit is living inside of you, and he is always ready to speak to you. He has an answer to every problem you are facing, whether financial, health, family, marriage, etc. It's just what I said, right? Regardless of what the problem may be, the Holy Spirit living in you always has the answer. Just one word from the Lord is all it takes to completely turn everything around for you. These answers are available to you as you listen closely to the voice of the Holy Spirit living in you. You know, I'm sorry I ran a little bit long today, but that is the bomb, that is the truth. The truth will set you free. Follow the Spirit. Don't rely on anything in this world. If you need healing, if you need hope, there's one source for all of that. Praise Jesus. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Coffee and Christ, Life Transformed. Check out the show notes. You can find out how to get in touch with me, how to get in touch with our community. Come join us in our community. We are people who are for you, don't judge you, are in harmony with you, and we're creating love places and spaces all around the world. We'll see you next time. Take care.